Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff there. It's new stuff, stuff we've done in the past that's still valuable. Check it out and use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Gene Greisman has deposited with us over the last many years. He's an original founding member of the Brain Trust. We've already had our 13th anniversary with him, and we'll be coming up on 14th sometime next year. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. PresidentLincoln.com, I know, is your classic regular website, but you got a new one, haven't you?
I have a new website, Jim, and it's called WhatYouSay.com. WhatYouSay.com.
What's that all about?
The background of that is that I've done a lot of interviews with very successful salespeople, and I've learned that one of the characteristics of many great salespeople is they will think of a way to say something, say describe a product, deal with an objection, close a sale. They'll think of it themselves or hear somebody else say it. And they will write that down and so they can use it again and again and again. Well, I created a website with just sayings just like that, that a small business person could profit from, in fact, increase the likelihood of success, because I do believe that you can increase the probability of success if you learn to say the right words.
No question about it, especially when you're selling. The ability, the communication skills are essential. You have to have them. And even when you don't have, you know, if I started selling your products and I don't know anything about the products, if I've got the communication skills, I can probably have a pretty good job chance of getting started and being successful. You got to have the skills. And this is not, we're not talking about manipulation. We're just talking about conversation, aren't we?
Well, and it's the power of words.
Right.
Words have power. When I was 19, I got a job selling waterless cookware, and I made a good bit of money, actually, doing it and saved some money for college. And my sales manager gave me a close to memorize. He said, "Gene, this close was written by a super salesman. Memorize it and use it. And when you become a super salesman, you can write your own." And I learned that when I used that close, my success rate went up tremendously. Sometimes if I left out just a sentence or a word, it was the difference between success and failure.
Wow.
And that's behind the idea of creating a website, whatyousay.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that's a repository of powerful statements.
And nobody, we're talking, and of course the underlying theme of our visit today with Gene is as it often is Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln. And
yeah.
Nobody used the power of words better than he did they?
And nobody worked at it more.
Mm-hmm.
Here was a person who, even in school, was reading speeches and letters by great people of the past. He studied them. When he was a teenager, he would go to trials and listen to great lawyers when they came into town to hear how they pled cases.
This was his self-education.
He joined a debating society in New Salem, Illinois, always working at learning how to use words.
Mm-hmm. This was part of his self-education because he didn't have much otherwise.
That's right. Well, in fact, I draw a distinction. You don't get an education. You just learn how to learn.
You know, there's one other thing that I'd like to point out, and this is along the failure, the track of failure that we've been talking about. When I was coming up in the marketplace, my mentors didn't even know they were being my mentors because we never talked about it. But I was learning from them, and I learned as much from what they did wrong as I did from what they did right. And I still remember that. I'm concerned that the younger generation, Gene, I'd like to put a little bug in their ear. I'd like to encourage them, be sure to not miss an opportunity to learn either what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing right from me. If I've been around longer than you have, you know, folks, you guys that are under 30, you can learn some stuff from those of us with more gray hair and who've been around a while. Gene, what do you think?
I agree totally. In fact, one of the people I interviewed was Mary Kay, as in Mary Kay Cosmetics. And she told me that she was badly treated before she became famous. She went up to get an autograph of a great author. And she said he barely looked at me, was looking to see how many more people were standing in line. And she said, I made a resolution that day that I would never be like him.
Right. Well said.
So hey, Gene, they can draw inspiration from us.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Gene Griesmer, ladies and gentlemen, G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N, if you're Googling him. Also, PresidentLincoln.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.